Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Like the rain fall on me. Welcome. Woo. Bridget. Is that how you're going to start it tonight, Celeste? Yes. That's how we're going to start it. Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. That was Bridget Bryant bringing us in with Calling Me. And I do have a question for you. What is calling you tonight? Now, I know there's lots of things going on out there while the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan is airing. You are invited to join me. I am playing cards, and I'm in quite the mood tonight. I'm hands-free. I'll explain what that means in a minute. But you can call in and join me for some tarot fun with the number 7 tonight. 347-426-3346 is the call-in number. I am your host, Celeste Morgan, and I will not compete with the Grammys tonight. No, this is that part of the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan where award seasons are happening and also a Super Bowl. But that does not stop us from playing tonight. So that is what's going on. And you know what? I have good news because I'm so glad I'm on this trajectory because the show tonight is about what are you carrying in your chariot. That's the play on some gifts we get to unwrap tonight in a 70-year. But I'm not going to lose my train of thought. I'm going to bring it right back to these Grammys and what's going on and why it's kind of important in its own sweet way. Because at first I was just like, oh, boo, hiss the Grammys. It's so boring. I've outgrown that so long ago, right? And then I had this thought, you know, Celeste, why don't you be open and see at least who's nominated? So I did that, right? And I'm going down, and I see that there are already winners. And a man that was introduced to me by a long-lost friend in San Francisco sent me Gregory Porter, and he won Best Jazz Vocals tonight on this number 7 day for his album Liquid Spirit. So, of course, we need to shout him out on the Celestial Show. Go, Gregory, with your first Grammy. Well, actually, I don't know if it's your first Grammy, but many more to come, and I'll be good. That's my favorite song by Mr. Porter. So what a magical night. Number 7 is running. The Grammys are going on. People are already winning. And we can tap into that chariot energy because it is all about victory. But before we get down into the numbers game, I'm so impatient. Let me make sure I say hi. Yeah. I see my friends in the chat room. Hey, Tracy Ann Miller and those of you listening. Carly Jackson sent a shout out that she was listening. We're going to have to slip her voice in here to remind us that we are one, regardless of what we're doing and how we're hanging out tonight. So what are you carrying in your chariot? I've got the Life Conversations Radio Network in my back pocket to lead me through the 2014 year. Yep, proud of it. But I'd be happy to tell you about my family along the way. The Ask Life Coach a Day radio show airs Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. He has shows about moving through life challenges and learning how to unwrap gifts. Tomorrow he's coming in and he wants to help us to say yes to our inner artist. Then we have Bronwyn Morgan coming, who is a guru in meditation. Are you ready to experience some bliss in me? And Ancestral Blueprints is airing on the last Wednesday of the month. Looking forward to find out what our Ancestral Blueprints may be telling us during this winter time. How is it treating you? Lots of journeys to go on, but lots of gifts to unwrap. Be sure to join us as well on Thursday nights with Mbasa Safira for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? Mbasa is about bringing a party into the house and bringing the playground of your heart within full view because she's got a way to open up your inner child. When you hang out with her on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, yes, fairy tales can come true, And she taps in with pure imagination. That's how she starts off her show. And then, of course, you have me, the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, where I play with numbers, tarot, and whatever else happens to be floating through my mind to introduce you to what might be showing up on your life's journey, to provide you some clarity and to have some fun. So I think that's a wrap-up of everything that we're doing. There's more to come. I'm looking forward to February. And big shout-out to Yvette, Life Conversations Radio Network, behind the scenes, working it out and supporting us and making a dream come true. She is more than the help. She is an angel, and we are so grateful to have her presence because I am learning about my chariot ride. I got to know how to let go. Seven is going to bring lots of gifts for us this year, and it's all about introspective work. It really is. It's about introspective work, but like last week when we were playing with that crone energy, we also talked about mastering our emotions, the water energy that's coming through. We cannot run from that. And seven is going to still bring us a lot of water, though. Line up wherever you are. I'm going to tell you about the gifts that are being unwrapped this year that can help you as you move, like getting ready for work tomorrow or getting ready to deal with that man at home or that girl at home. I don't know what you're dealing with, but there's some energies that are flowing within the 2014 year. And when you tap into it, you can use it as little symbols, like affirmative energy. Think of it as your imaginary wand. Yes. Hocus pocus, abracadabra. Those things have power. Abracadabra, it's created as I speak. So if we take these energies and use the positive power coming through the seven, well, what an amazing way to be grounded and to enjoy the ride of the horse year. In the middle of the week, we've got a new moon coming up, and the Chinese New Year starts, and it is the wooden horse, full of power, full of love and respect. You have got to respect the horse. There's no doubt about it. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. I am so happy to pull cards for you and to share with you your gifts to receive within a 7 year. For a lot of people, 7 is their lucky number, and I get it. I mean, 7 comes with so many things to unpack, which I hope to get through tonight, because I want you to have like a little charm bracelet, you know? Right now, I just gave you the horse for your bracelet for the rest of the year. And do you see it dangling on your arm? It's really nice and sparkly. Yeah, you got a horse. That means power. That means the ability to ride. I'm also going to give you the chariot, which is the gift of victory. Its number is also number 7. There's also the skunk and medicine cards. Don't worry about it being stinky. All is well. The skunk, the skunk is really its protection. But hey, if you don't give the skunk a problem, it won't mess with you. And what does that really mean? The skunk is respected by its reputation. So who's really going to test the skunk? Well, you get to play with that energy this year, too, what your reputation is. And not in a way of dealing with your ego, but just what are your actions showing about you? How are you riding in your horse? How are you carrying the energy of the chariot in the new year? Those are the questions that are coming up right now. Okay? And yes, there's that water. Yimoja, Orisha, Mother of the Oceans. Dolphins are coming up. You see it a lot about what's going on in Japan right now. Neptune, water again. The chariot is astrologically connected to the sign of Cancer, which is water, which is the crab, which is mother and loving. So you have these energies interplaying right now of masculine air energy, because horse, chariot, flying through the air, but still grounded, because you're going to be traveling on the ground. And then you have the energy of the water reminding us that our emotions are either going to guide us to our destiny or back us up from it. And that was the birthing of the show tonight, the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I had a conversation, and I promised a person I wouldn't call them out. But to this person that I was talking to, I really want to thank you for the energy of the show tonight, because what they did share that I'm allowed to say is I asked, hey, how you doing? And they said, honey, they're dropping like flies. I'm like, who's dropping like flies? What do you mean? And, you know, they went to say, you know, friends, things shifting and changing. And when that person said that to me, I felt such a flow in my body that I was like, yeah, that's what it's about. It's about this number 7 year. It's about travel. It's not just about, you know, getting from one physical location to another, but like heart location between your mind and heart. What are you thinking about? What are you carrying with you? And then I saw that the chariot might be heavy for, I'm not going to call you out. I'll just talk about me because I'm cool like that. I'll put it all on me. So let's just say my chariot is too full. What am I putting in my chariot that is keeping me from flowing into my next destiny? Procrastination, guilt, shame, unforgiveness, selfishness, ego, feeling like I've got this, I can do it all. And my chariot is full and it's not moving. I don't know if you've experienced that, but it certainly has been my experience, which is why I love numbers so much, because I can creep inside what that number 7 means and how I can use it to unlock the flow or unblock the flow that's keeping me from my greater yet to be. And when that was gift was given to me, I thought, oh, what a great way to start off the week. And to start off dealing with 2014, the 7 year, which collectively we all are gifted with. We're all promised rest and vacation this year. And I can already see you looking at your piles of papers and all the stuff that you've got to do. But I'm just telling you, the number 7 is a gift of a year. And how we look at the things that are showing up in our life are going to tell us whether the ride is going to be nice and smooth or whether that ride is going to be bumpy. But each of us, line up wherever you are, get ready for your horse. I say just go ahead and jump out there and have some fun with it, which is why I love the Chinese New Year. Whatever animal is flowing, I start to do as much research about that animal as I can. So we're moving next week into the new moon, and we're moving into the year of the horse. Horses come in different colors. Horses have many gifts from different cultures. I would take all of those pieces about the horse that's coming up and say, yes, that I am too. Yes, it's that simple. Whatever good thing you hear about the horse, you say, yes, that's me too. I'm that. If I can reflect that energy by seeing the horse and the beauty and the strength of it within myself and the power, then every time I see a horse, I see a reflection of me and the purpose that I'm going to do in this life. And that is how you apply tarot, and that is how you apply numbers or animals into your life. You don't look at it like from a museum standpoint. You're actually stepping up to it, cozying with the energy. And who in the world doesn't want the energy of a wild horse? Now, I do have friends who are afraid of horses, and perhaps this is not your conversation. But listen anyway, there are many ways to ride. Maybe you might prefer a chariot that's still driven by horses, though in Mother Peace Tarot, it's driven by 2 goats. So whatever card that you choose to explore the moment and whichever animal, it's all being afforded to you. So there's the energy of 7, the chariot, and she is being watched over in my cards by the goddess Newt, covering her over as the heavenly body. She has an apple in her hand as a reward. And this is the card they say, which is to clap yourself on the back. You are victorious. This is the energy that's flowing, at least from the perspective of Mother Peace Tarot cards. In other cards, you'll traditionally see a man with a black horse or a white horse or a black lion or a white lion. Either way, there's still that energy of strength and power. How you want to see it depends on you. So for the listeners of my show, mine shows up as an Amazon woman. Anybody have a problem with seeing themselves as that? You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. The calling number is 347-426-3346. And, yeah, I'm feeling myself tonight, and I'm so glad you guys are with me, especially in the archive. Anytime you listen, it's right on time. So I'm grateful to have your presence and your energy, and also to share into the good news. Celeste Morgan is going to be syndicated starting on Monday, February 3rd. I was very particular when I asked for that date because it's also the energy of the feast day of Oya and Candlemas, or the feast day of Bridget. And they have feast days on February 1st, February 2nd, which is also Groundhog Day. But I'm going to do a show about that. I don't want to do it now, but my show will start rerunning on Monday night, February 3rd, after that energy has flowed, Within Radio, and I'm so happy to join them. So for my Within Radio listeners, welcome. Welcome. So happy that you're with me. And I'm going to check in real quick to see if Life Coach Today would like to join me for a quick minute. Life Coach Today, how are you?
Good. I'm good. Trying to catch me off guard, huh? You're trying to give me some medicine. Is that what that is?
Yes, I needed some of your fire.
Okay.
To join with me.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Hey, see, that's exactly what I needed. Yeah, but I'm wondering, you know, just want to check in, you know, you as my friend and we being transparent and all. Are you flowing with me? Are you following what I'm saying?
I actually thinking you said what I was, well, I wouldn't use the words you, well, I didn't use the words that you used, but I was like, she is really having a good time. I was flowing. I was like, she is really, and you said, yes, I'm feeling myself. I'm like, yeah. I mean, the whole gun's blazing. You're like, I got some information
for
you. I know who I'm. I'm bringing it, dropping it like it's hot.
Okay, well, I just want to make sure. I like to do a public check-in every once in a while because it's also about transparency, Life Coach Today, and getting vulnerable and not being afraid to mess up. When you do that, your chariot gets very light, and you get to go wherever you want to go.
That's right. And when you let the fear of being afraid to mess up get you, keep you stuck, then you're not living. Real living is knowing
true?
That you're afraid to mess up, but you keep moving on in spite of the fear.
Thank you. I've got some guests who've joined me who I don't know, but I'm feeling you in spirit and thanking you for joining the conversation. I am hands-free right now, and it feels so good to be able to really connect with you and move my hands around because communication is important. And when you have your hands bound, but you're usually used to using your hands when you speak, I realize that some of the language gets blocked. Now, isn't that something like so today?
Yeah, you know. I mean, I definitely see that's different with you. I'm like, oh, wow. But it's true. You know, it's like, you know, you and I talk about this. It's like you got to ask yourself, why are you here? What are you here to do? Why are you doing what you're doing? And once you're clear about why you're doing what you're doing, or if you have some clarity about it, you got to stay present. You got to show up for it. And anything that's going to cause distraction, you got to eliminate it because – that's just the way it is. I can say more, but I'll leave it as that.
Well, thank you for joining me. It's always
You're
nice
welcome.
To have you in the house. Oh, and to embarrass you one more time, I always say that it's really important to cozy up to the energy that makes you feel good. If you are fortunate enough to have a Facebook account, whoever your friends are the people who are going to be adding to your chariot. Yes. There is energy that gets added to the chariot. And if you have friends who are posting
some people tonight, I got to unfriend some people tonight.
I know. Come on, stop it. But I'm just saying, you got to think about what you're carrying in your chariot and the energy that people are sending to you, you know, whichever way you're receiving information, because we're receiving it from a lot of places. But Facebook is intimate. even though sometimes we think it's not. But just somebody subconsciously writing something on the wall that might not be in line with you might actually hold up your chariot, your energetic chariot that's carrying you from one moment to the next, the energy, the vitamins.
Can you explain that?
Yeah.
Do you think,
well, you know,
hold something in your wall? Explain it.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. Go ahead, teacher.
If the energy is heavy, that might block your flow a little bit. I envision that as like there's a rock by the chariot and the wheel has kind of gotten a little caught in the spoke, because there's some place where your energy has been diverted because of this rock down by the wheel that's keeping you from looking at the road. That's a distraction. And those types of things that show up in our lives may be the negativity that we might be encountering. Now, look, I'm not talking about the activist stuff, okay? All right, so don't call me about that. I'm talking about the fight that you had last week that you decided to post on on Facebook. I'm going to say Spacebook because it is starting to feel like outer space, that we post on Facebook instead of having real-life communication with people. See, that's a spoke. That's a problem. That's a rock in your road in that chariot, because your energy is going places where it doesn't need to be. Does that make sense, Life Coach today?
Yeah, it does. I got folks who are on my wall, on my Facebook friends, they help me lift my chariot when it breaks down. So I'm good. I'm just saying. I got unique friends. You need to be friends with my friends. They will hold
Indeed.
You up.
Indeed. Because if you're friends with Lester today, you'll get a beautiful love letter to all of the women yesterday. Did you people see that? And why does it matter? You are unwrapping gifts for the whole year. I don't know what your resolution is. You probably don't even remember it yourself. But you can remember to get some gifts for yourself while you're on the road this year, because it's going to matter, because you actually have a gift of a spiritual horse and a spiritual chariot. You get to play right now with bigger energies. That's why everybody loves 7, because that number will take you to your deepest core and show you your deepest strength, or will show you your deepest weakness. So what are you carrying in your chariot? That is what the show is about tonight. And we are going to play with the cards right after this break. All right, Life Coach O'Day.
Yes, we are. We are definitely going to do that. That's what you're here for. So we're taking a break. Is that what we're doing, ma'am? Okay, ma'am.
We're going to take a break.
Coming right up.
You're listening to the... Really? Okay, wait. Got to do this right. We're professionals. Okay, so you're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Looking forward to reading for you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and we'll see you right after this quick break.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com. And I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
For more information on how to get a sponsorship package, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Did you know that color therapy has been used for thousands of years? But many of us don't realize that we've actually been practicing some form of color therapy our entire lives. We choose the colors we wear, the colors we eat, our furnishings, and wall colors. And whether you're selecting a color for your next car or toothbrush, all of your color choices are meant to make you feel better. I'm Elaine Marie, the director of Aura House School of Color and Light, and the founder of Color Therapy Month. This March, please join me in celebrating the healing power of color. For ideas on how you can participate in this worldwide event, visit our website at colortherapymonth.com.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation, 'cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 Well, there is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
Oh, those smooth sounds. Carly Jackson, you gotta love her. And I want you to be able to find her. She's listening tonight. Carly, what's going on with the Grammys? I know you're bouncing between my show and the Grammys. I'm not mad. Just, you know, keep us updated as to the, you know, votes come in and who's winning. Yeah, I'm going to put you to work. And let me tell you guys where you can find Miss Beautiful Carly Jackson singing We Are One. Her name is spelled C-A-R-L-L-I-E-J-A-C-K-S-O-N. X-E-N, Carly Jackson. You can locate her on Facebook. She's got beautiful sounds that are going to get you. Well, I say votes for the Grammys because people have to vote on them, Life Coach a Day, and then they announce who the winner is. Okay. All right. Okay, fine. Here's my confession besides my number seven. All right. So maybe I have been watching House of Cards, and maybe I am caught up a little bit about politics and playing with votes. They count a lot of votes on that show. You jumped in to say what?
Absolutely nothing. Other than let me know when you're ready to take your corner.
I think we're ready.
I'm not
going
to do that. I don't do stuff like that. Okay.
You're right. Okay. Okay. Well, we have a caller from New York who wants a reading about love, her love life. I love it. Let's see what the cards have to say to Evelore Savior. What a beautiful goddess name. Hello, how are you? Am I saying your name right?
Yes, can you guys hear me?
I can hear you. It's almost you're right here with me, sweetie. How's life going?
Oh, life is great. I want to share it with my twin flame soulmate. So I just want to know, you know, how can I attract him? Because he's missing out on a lot of yummy stuff.
Wow, so your twin flame is out there missing out on a lot of yummy stuff. Right?
Yeah.
That's how you're. That's what you're saying to me? I just want to make sure I'm clear, sweetie. Did I hear you right?
Yes.
Now, what if I told you that your twin flame was getting involved in some yummy stuff in preparation for connecting with you? Is there anything really to miss but lessons to learn in the moment? And I haven't even pulled the card yet. He's not missing out, and you're not missing out either. Don't make your man come hungry and full of lack. Let his story be a warrior's journey of adventure, and look at what I slayed for you. You're going to have him come crawling to you. Do you hear how you are creating your man in this moment? You got him crawling to you, talking about what he missed. You're going to have him come journeying? Don't do that to that baby. Make sure he's well-fed when he's out there on his journey, wherever he may be. Can we send that blessing two times over to her twin flame, wherever he may be in this moment?
Yes.
May you be full our love, her love. I'm not joining with that because I don't know who you're bringing home. Let him be full for his beloved, not have to come home starving. You're going to have yourself in the kitchen cooking before you really have to have any fun. And I haven't pulled a card yet. Okay, so have we fixed that vibration? Have we shifted that vibration that you have a full man who's satisfied and can bring you even more from his journey because you're doing what you need to do on yours? Do we see him?
I'm sorry,
Do you see him? Yeah, we want to make sure we get this clear before I pull these cards. So do you see the full man coming to you, celebrating his journey, his adventures, and being able to share it with you? Because neither of you had the lack to come home to each other, but just attracted each other from the phenomenal abundance and vibe of good joy and love and light and fairy tale, you know, fairy tale dust and all that good stuff, that you just found each other because the flow was so good. How do you want him to come home?
Happy.
There you go. All right, and to attract happy, we got to be happy within ourselves, naturally. Nobody is wanting. Now I'll go to the cards, which I've shuffled over and over again while we played our game of what it looks like to bring your lover twin flame home. All right, dear, here we go. All right. I got an Eight of Cups reversed. Cups is about allowing. It's about receiving. It's reversed for you, so it's actually telling you to let go, to enjoy.
What does that mean? I'm not sure.
The Eight of Cups.
No, I'm sure. This card is about gathering all the resources that you need. It's an octopus underneath the deep side of the water. Now, we're dealing with the 7 year, which is Neptune, okay? So water's going to come up prominently this year. It's about our emotions. It's about gathering the strength of the emotions that will sustain your life and what you're carrying and letting go of the things that are holding you down and feel like you're drowning in the ocean. Letting go of the things that are drowning you. Now, how is that showing up in your life? Could it be worry? Could it be fear? Could it be doubt? Could it be that sense of lack that somebody's not here yet to enjoy what you're dealing with? No, you gather your strength and your beauty and your love, and you just make it a firework. And you'll be surprised when more than one comes. But you need to gather the strength to yourself, and anything that is bringing you fear needs to be let go of. That's really what this card is about. Now, how do you do this? The next card gives you a clue. You got the Four of Swords, which is your air, what you're thinking about. It's about grounding yourself, doing chakra cleansing, meditating. And, you know, I talk about meditating a lot, but that's because it shows up on my cards a lot. You know, not only do my cards do tarot, but it also shows examples of what people can do to get themselves in alignment. I have a woman that's completely nude in a triangular tent, grounded by swords, which in this moment is about your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what that energy is about. Swords is air. It's that masculine energy as well. But it's about surrendering, you know. So when I say to you that there are things you need to hold on to, you know, like the pride, the self-esteem, the parts that keep you going. I mean, it's a very strong woman who came up with a name that you have that has Savior in it. So do you have an understanding of what you're letting go of, what you need to let go of to continue on your healing journey, to meditate? Because that Four of Swords jumps to a Six of Wands, honey, and this woman is on fire. She is on a wheel of fire saying yes to her life and getting what ever she wants, because she surrendered what she needed to let go of. She held on to the parts that would help her grow. She integrated those things within her body, doing chakra cleansing, which you can find on YouTube, and then has busted out on a wheel of personal exuberant fire, which is six. Six is lovers in tarot. Your love will come to you when you light your own fire.
Okay.
All right, Anna. Do you feel that?
Yep.
All your elements are represented here, but I just cut you off. I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
Oh, no. I'm just processing and listening.
All the elements are featured in your card, which gives me an even stronger understanding that you're moving within that energy. It's just your intentions and the stories you tell yourself that you need to watch right now, because you've got the cups for water represented. You've got the swords for air, but this woman is grounding herself to the earth, so earth has shown up. And then you've got fire, this woman on a wheel of fire saying yes, because she's only accepting the things in her life that makes her feel good. Anything else is being tossed to the side. And that is when the lover will be shown. And I'm going to go out there and say more than one. How are you feeling? Are you following me?
Yeah, but no, I only want the one, like, you know. Because
I know,
don't want to trust.
What can I say? I mean, the question is, don't even get into that. Don't even get into the how and why. Just get yourself ready to experience so much in your life. I want to make sure that you're following me, that there are things that are moving in your life that you want to let go of.
Yeah.
Or is that not true?
Yeah, absolutely. I can see that.
Yeah. And do you mind sharing what one of those things are so that we can join with you in intent that you can release that so that you can get all that will of fire and power that I see?
I think music, like I was supposed to be doing much more music this year, and I've been like not doing anything about it because I have all kinds of excuses, and I know the universe being like in my head with that. So I think that's like, you know, I need to gather up the strength for that, because then that's like one area that I try to avoid, but I can't really avoid it because that's one of my primary purpose on this planet. Yeah, so I think that's kind of like, you know, what's coming up for me to really embrace.
Okay, so moving with more music in your life so that you can experience the joy that you want to have.
Yeah, because part of it is, I mean, I was doing music before, but I was hurt by a lot of people that I was working with more than 2-3 times. So that's kind of like why I've been like never again kind of type of feeling. But, you know, I know it's not, you know, I'm not supposed to kind of have that kind of energy towards it because I'm supposed to be doing it. So I think that's like one thing that's coming up for me right now.
Okay, so you walked away from something that you love because the energy that showed up in that place didn't feel good, and so you backed away and said never again.
Yeah, it's not just the energy didn't feel good. I was hurt financially, you know, legally, and all types of stuff, you know.
So you're reclaiming this love back then or trying to find a way? With the music, I mean.
Yeah.
That's interesting that that would show up around your twin flame question. I think there's more you have to explore with that. And when I say that, what I mean is, you know, do some writing about it, some journaling, and some meditative work.
Yeah. Might be because we're supposed to be doing music together. Kind of like a feeling I have.
Okay, a feeling you have that you're going to be doing music together. Well, they came up pretty close. But also, don't forget that there's also a lot of work that you need to do, or not even need to do, for you, so that you're enjoying your journey, so that when your love shows up, you're not coming from a place of, I've been waiting all day for you, where you been? But, you know, let them see the fire that I see on this card. Definitely something around music, though.
Okay.
Call me back next week. I'd love to hear how you're doing. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good in the meditative process. And I totally appreciate it. Thank you so much, guys. You guys are awesome.
Okay, did that help?
Yep.
Okay, sweetie. All right. It's intense. I love musicians. Musicians, when they show up, they always add so much fire to the party. And, honey, that fire is within you, my fellow musician and goddess, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Receive your gift, honey. All right. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. Sometimes our questions are nice and solid. Sometimes they're fluid. Together, we can get together and talk it out. I think the other piece that gets me about the number seven and when musicians come up, there's so much creativity that's done with doing artwork and writing and playing instruments that a lot of people say that the creativity comes from water as well for creation. Nothing grows without water. Isn't that true? And with this Neptune, Umoja, Cancer energy, that's what we're flowing in. You know, mother wants all her children to do well. I'm glad Carly is in the house. Tracy Ann Miller, I see you. Yvette, I see you in the house. Thank you. Looks like you guys are having a good time surfing in the cosmos. Gotta love my friends. Indeed, the human drama in high definition. I stepped out of it. I adore the fire in me, passion all the way. Look at all the love you get in the chat room. That's a beautiful conversation. You know, before we get ready to release the show, I think you're going to pull one card tonight for all of us, unless you, if we have time for a quick reading, 347-426-3346 is the call-in number, and I see somebody jumped in. 718, we're coming to you right now. So time is doing what time does, but here we are, 708. How are you? This is Celeste.
Is it me?
Kylie! Hi, Kylie!
I feel like I won the lottery.
Well, sit right down, darling. I'm so happy to read for you. I'm not even going to play games with you. Do you have a specific question or?
You know, I love the idea of exploring the home.
I was like, this is Carly, everybody, the one who sings We Are One. She's with me. I feel so special. Okay.
All
right, girl, I'm not
going to
make you sing.
No, you can't
tonight,
child. Mucus is getting me.
No, I hear you. I hear it. I hear it. I got you. I'm sending you honey and lemon right down that area. Okay, so.
Thank you very much.
All right,
but
so let's just.
Explore love and romance and, you know. The love stuff.
You want to explore the love stuff? Let's see what we got for you. I love it. What a revival of a love story is going to be the song that we close out with tonight as we release the show with the last caller, Miss Carly, because her reading is a gift to all of us. And so thank you, Carly, for asking this question. This is for you, but we're all going to ride on your chariot right now, so just keep it steady. We've got the Hanged One, 13, in tarot. This is a woman who has surrendered her ego to the water, to her emotions, to see what her highest step is going to be. This is often considered to be a waiting card, and it can be a frustrating card because who feels like waiting? But this isn't waiting in the same way of being bored. This is trusting the process of life that something really good is coming to you. That is the Hanged One energy. It also, underneath it, has the Three Empress, which promises abundance. Then we have another major arcana card. This is like a kiss from God coming down to Carly and all of us right now, which features judgment. I know for a fact that Carly is a Taurian, a Taurus sister. I got that right? Do I have that right?
Nope. Leo.
Your water. Leo, fire. Forgive me, love. Because that Taurus is coming through so strong because of your voice. But moving on, she's a Leo, she's a fire, it still works because judgment shows up. Now, judgment comes through the planet Venus. Okay, and it's bringing loving lights, the full chakra colors, to see the fire of the Leo shining down on the earth, which is also an example of loving light and all the balance of the rays coming to you, Miss Carly. And then, my dear sister, you have 17 star. This is where your Leo shows up because the star card in tarot is 17 star, 8 strength, which shows up as Leo. It could also be justice, but since Leo is in the house, we'll give it the way traditional tarot uses it. Star, strength, 17, 8, okay? So this is a promise of healing in sacred waters, which you will be in. So what do I see about your love life? Surrender to your good. Trust the healing energy that's going to flow over you. Healing in Mother Earth this year with the Ankh and the energy of Venus, love, the planets. And then you show up as the beautiful star, receiving all of the gifts and resting and trusting the process. Both your Hanged One and your star are resting in cool waters. So I'm seeing in that space, healing, beauty, optimism, and hope in the future that is promised with the star card. So it's all good, Ms. Carly, and it's good for all of us, too, because we're going to ride this reading tonight.
Yay.
Do you have any questions there, heart? Is there anything that didn't resonate that you want to follow up on?
Everything resonated, including the waiting. I didn't take that as frustrating. Everything resonated.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, I'm so honored that you could be with me tonight. And it's such a powerful reading. Family again, three major arcanas in a row that doesn't usually happen on this show. We got the Hanged One, we've got Judgment, and we have the Star. What a powerful gift to release this show tonight. What are you carrying in your chariot? That's what we were talking about tonight. Don't carry anything that's going to block your chariot or block your flow. Be selfish with the good that you want to receive in your life, okay? When I say be selfish, I mean take your time to sleep, take your time to write, take your time to meditate, take your time to dance, take your time to walk, take your time to really check out the sky and the clouds. When we take the time to do that, we take care of ourselves. When we take care of ourselves, we lighten our load. When we lighten a load, we allow more good to come in. So we are going to wrap up the show tonight with Revival of a Love Story. Because once you lighten your load, you do get to experience a new love story within your life. Nothing that's going to hold you back, but everything that's going to push you forward. So I love you. I'm thinking about you. Make sure you join us on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show tomorrow for Say Yes to Your Inner Artist. Follow us for the rest of the week, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. I'll be back here next Sunday on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. It is my honor and my pleasure to serve you. I love you, family. Make sure you love yourself. To find Sherry Marie, she would love that, wouldn't she? No, Sherry Marie, I'm not handing out your number. You spell her name CHERIMARIE.com. Revival of a Love Story. You do not have to feel alone anymore. I love you. Good night.
I didn't have a plan B. Where do I go to now? How could I let this be? No one here to love, and no one to love me. This hollow aching in my soul. Help me, Lord, before I fall. I heard a whisper deep inside.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.